How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
This one hit me out of nowhere because it hit him out of nowhere and it hit everybody out of nowhere. It was not expected. The big story today. Legend, Anna. When I was a kid, my favorite actor that wasn't part of a kung fu or a karate or a ninja movie, because those were my favorite movies as a kid, because I really thought that I was going to move to Japan and learn how to be a ninja. But that did not come to fruition.
You're still young. You can still make it happen.
I'm not young. I have bad knees.
You have knees?
I swear to God, I'll kill everybody in this room like a true ninja. Burt Reynolds, 82 years old, passed suddenly.
I don't think it was sudden. I saw in the news a few times that his health was failing.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't been the same in a while. He's 82 years old. And I mean, the guy, you know, he lived a pretty lavish life, you know?
In what way?
Like a celebrity would.
Now, I didn't know too much about Burt Reynolds, but he was a bit of a playboy. Was that his reputation around Hollywood?
Very handsome man back in the day. Very handsome man.
Yeah, all that's not what I asked at all, but...
you know...
Thank you for stressing that he was a very handsome man.
He tended to play roles that would, make you believe. He was kind of a pimp in Boogie Nights, and
right?
He was in Striptease. He was in Deliverance. Oh, there was sex in that movie. I don't know if you saw it.
I think I've seen one movie that he was in.
Oh, you got
Boogie Nights.
Oh, you got to go back and watch The Smoking the Bandits, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Probably not.
What? Smoking the Bandit was so good. Go ahead.
Anna, I have, just to see if you've heard of any of these, I have Burt Reynolds' top 10 most popular movies on courtesy of a ranker.
All right, shoot.
And, Johnny just mentioned a couple of them. Johnny, what do you think number one is?
Number one, Burt Reynolds movie. Mm-hmm. I am going to go with a classic. And if TM Powell is listening, and he probably is, he might want to call in on this. If I had to say the number one TM Powell movie, or TM Powell movie. he's on the movies. I'm going to go with Hooper. Is Hooper number one?
No, sir. That is in the top 10.
Okay.
I'm going to say the movie, I don't know what it's called, but he did a movie with Sally Fields, apparently.
He did.
Yeah, it's Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit
is
his most popular movie.
This is the theme song. The name of this song is Eastbound and Down. That's what was inspired the name for the TV show. Mm. Yeah.
Apparently, he was an FSU quarterback. That's what Thomas told me.
He's an alumni,
Yeah, and he was, I remember going to a lot of FSU games, and he was at every single one I was at.
Really?
Yeah, he'd be up in the his own little booth up there, and he would wave out to the crowd, and everybody would go crazy. He was awesome.
He's from this area, then.
I believe he is,
he's a Floridian, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what part. I think it was Northern Florida, but.
I'll figure it out.
It's a small town, I believe. I've heard it before.
The top, real quick, Longest Yard is number two. Deliverance is number three.
The original Longest Yard was amazing.
From 1974.
Yeah.
The 1972 classic Deliverance.
Yeah.
Anna, there's a fantastic sex scene in that movie. You should go watch it.
Okay. Oh, make me squeal like a pig. Wee! Wee!
I haven't heard of this one. Number four, Sharky's Machine.
Sharky's Machine was dope. Yeah.
Number five is Gator.
Gator's so good, too.
Six is White Lightning.
Oh, yeah!
Seven is Hooper.
See, a lot of his movies were based around, like, racing cars and just being a badass.
A man's man, yeah.
Yeah, chest hair showing, just being dope.
Another big popular Burt Reynolds movie. Number eight most popular Burt Reynolds movie, The Cannonball Run.
Oh, love it. There was a lot of Cannonball Runs, too.
Mm-hmm. Number nine, Boogie Nights.
Yep.
Which I think he actually won an Oscar for in that movie.
He was nominated for an Oscar, okay. I believe, yeah.
And number 10 on the top 10 most popular Burt Reynolds movies is The End, another Sally Field.
Yeah.
Carl Reiner was also in that movie.
Carl Reiner's so dope, too. And he's still alive, man. Him and Mel Brooks are like, together every day, just hanging out. And they're both sharp as tacks, but super old. Mm-hmm. By the way, Sally Field back in the day,
fine.
God, what a smashing piece of arse she was.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Especially in Forrest Gump.
Gosh,
Forrest Gump.
That's Forrest Gump's mom was Sally Field, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I think of her Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, yeah, but back in the 70s. Woo, wah.
Yep.
It looks like he moved to Riviera Beach. That's kind of the area, West Palm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a rich area. Yeah, absolutely. But he was one of those guys, he was never in the news for anything negative, and he very well could have been. You know what I mean? Like,
really? I thought he was, like, involved in, like, drugs and sex scandals.
What?
And
read that somewhere. I dare you.
No, I just assumed because you said he was a playboy, so.
Well, I mean, just because you bang a lot of hot chicks doesn't make you a bad person. I mean, you know
what I'm saying? I was thinking that, you know, when you mentioned he was involved in some scandalous stuff,
scandalous. When did the word scandalous come out of my mouth?
I thought that's what you were inferring.
No,
like,
you're
a playboy,
allowed to power drive some vagina and not be a bad person.
Well, he didn't Boogie Nights, and you said that was reflective
that
of his
was
real
a character.
Character.
No!
You said it was reflective.
God, I wish you really died yesterday.
Oh, man.
Hey, Buford, what's going on?
Yeah, guys, hey, what's going on about Burt Reynolds? There's also a movie that he was in that didn't get a lot of notice. It was called The Man Who Loved Women.
Yeah,
it could have basically been like his biography. Because he was a man-ho, but the thing about Burt Reynolds, I read up on him a decent amount before, you know, he passed. Yeah, he led a pretty clean, decent life. I mean, when I say clean, I just mean he wasn't a bastard.
Right? Yeah, he wore condoms. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah, and basically, check out that movie. Check out the Man Who Loved Women. It's actually pretty cool. That could have been his biography. It was really.
I want to say I saw it, but I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna whip out the old balls box this weekend and I'm gonna watch it.
There's a scene where at his funeral, like, yeah, I guess if I can remember right, I was like a kid when I saw it. He was like terminal and he passed away and stuff, but. At his funeral, there's like, you know, 1,000 different women who show up at his funeral.
Oh, yes, I did see that. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go revisit it, though. That is so
good.
All right,
buddy. Have a good one.
Thanks, Buford. Later. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Ah, good dude. Rod, what's up, man?
Hey, thanks for sending my call. I want to talk about Burt Reynolds, early 70s.
Yeah?
The show on the Dan August. And he was a detective.
Yeah, yeah. That was one of his original gigs. He was also in Bonanza. He did a lot of TV stuff before he became a big movie star. Yeah. What do you know about Dan August?
Awesome.
Just a good show. You like it?
Thanks again, buddy.
All right. Later, pal.
The Man Who Loves Women. There was quite the cast in that movie. Julie Andrews, Kim Basinger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She dead?
No.
Kim Basinger?
No, Julie Andrews.
No, she's like 110, but she's not dead.
Yeah. She just won't go away.
You have notification. And by 110, I mean Julie Andrews is... Actually, she's almost exactly as old as Burt Reynolds.
She's 82.
Yeah, not that old. Huh. I know we do this every year when there's a lot of celebrity deaths. And, I mean, we're only 9 months into this year. But, man, we've lost some good ones, man.
Yeah, we have.
Some good ones. Everybody knows about the Queen, Aretha Franklin, gone.
We killed her.
We did not kill her. We just tried to
expedite the process.
We tried to give her directions to the light that she wasn't seeing. You know, she wasn't looking into the light. She finally found it. We lost Dennis Shields, guys. Dennis Shields.
Who?
Yeah, who's that?
Come on. Bethany Frankel's on again and off again. Boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Come on. Nope. We lost Jared Lyle, guys. Jared Lyle, gone. Oh, come on.
Mm-mm.
Australian pro golfer?
Nope.
Huh?
I got all his t-shirts. He's only 36 years old, man.
Oh, damn.
He had leukemia. Just last week, we lost the chef of the century, Joel Rubigat.
Yep.
Pardon? Okay.
Joel Rubigat.
Mm-hmm. Not familiar.
He's 73 years old. He lost a battle with cancer. No. Of course, Charlotte Ray. That was a big one.
Charlotte's what?
Facts alive.
Charlotte Ray. Yeah. Miss Garrett.
Different strokes.
Stop yelling at me.
Oh, my God.
You respect my Mrs. Garrett.
Bro, she's been back from the dead 42 minutes, and you're not being very nice to her.
That's right.
And Mr. Garrison.
Guys, we lost Nicholas Fudge.
Now we're just making up
I'm
names.
I'm not making up names! Nicky Fudge, a.k.a. Duffy. Died unexpectedly.
I know Buffy.
No, Duffy.
I don't know Duffy, but I know Buffy.
Buffy
Fudge. She's the vampire slayer.
Guys, he was on the National Geographic Channel. We lost Almarie Wendell. God, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
She was on Third Rock from the Sun. No?
Not ringing a bell.
She played John Lithgow's mom, I think.
Who's that?
Guys, we lost Annabelle Nielsen. Annabelle.
I know Sanibel Island.
God damn it! She was in a show called Ladies of London, man. God. Guys, we lost Billy Knight. Billy Knight.
Billy Knight?
Billy Knight. Only 39 years old.
You know, Brian McKnight.
Yeah.
Oh, if we lose him, I got to take the night off.
Yeah.
You please don't you even talk like that. Don't talk.
Just wanna be with three. It's plain to see.
I got
to
take a week off if that happens.
Brian McKnight?
Yeah.
Didn't you, like, touch him or something?
He touched me. Okay. He touched me.
How do you feel about it?
How do I feel about it? I'm still glowing.
How did he touch you again? Where was it? Show me. On the doll.
On my shoulder.
Like, was it a squeeze? Was it a graze? Was it...
Excuse me?
Was it a thumb?
He walked down the aisle.
I imagine, like, 10,000 women and you. That's what I'm picturing right now.
And I was screaming like one of those women.
Yeah.
When he touched me.
Just crying.
I was at his concert. No, this is true. True story, y'all. I'm at his concert at the Straz Center. And he's on stage. He's doing his thing. This guy, just a prodigy. This is probably 2000, you know, right after the turn of the old century, right?
Okay.
And he's up there, and he's killing it, right? Justin Timberlake made a guest appearance and sang a song.
And you didn't know that?
Nobody knew it was coming. It was awesome, right? Because they did a duet on that album.
Okay.
Right? So, and he was just off, like, the whole boy band scene. So he still had the puffy... funny hair.
Yeah,
all that
the ramen noodle hair.
Yeah. But they killed it on a duet. And I was like, man, this concert's going so dope. When he's up there singing, and then he disappears. Like, he just, he's off the stage.
Vanishes.
And the music's still playing, but he ain't anywhere to be found. And everybody's like, man, what happened? Where Brian at? Brian ain't nowhere to be found. And then I'm sitting on the aisle seat because I was way morbidly obese at the time, more so than I am now.
Were you standing up, sitting down?
I was sitting down, but I was in the aisle seat because I didn't want to, like, muffin top on everybody. And my
you're alone? Or?
No, I was with my first wife, Zane's mom, and she's sitting next to me. And
comfortably or?
No, God, no. No, those people in other sections uncomfortable because of me being there. So I hear this ruckus going on behind me. Like, I'm going, what's going on? What's going on behind me? And then I turn around, and as I turn around, Brian McKnight somehow got to the back of the arena and was walking down the aisle towards the stage. And he was about 5 feet from me when I turned around.
Did you reach out?
No. I wanted to.
I just want to touch him.
Oh, I wanted to have his baby, right?
He's so good.
He's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, vocalist of all time.
Really?
Yeah. Big inspiration to me. You know, but this is back when I was in a band. I was really doing a lot of music. Love Brian McKnight. And so he walks by me, and I guess he could see my excitement. He probably had no choice but see me since I was taking up so much room. But as he was walking by, he just put his hand on my shoulder, like, to say hi. And he just kept singing.
Did he sing to you? Did you guys make eye contact?
No. He was looking at other people, but he had his hand on my shoulder for, like, and he just paused for half a second and then continued to walk towards the stage. And then I was screaming like a woman.
Does he ever cross your mind?
He crosses my mind all the time. Yeah, man. Brian McKnight is the truth. And you know what? A lot of people's voices kind of diminish as they get older. I saw him do something acoustic like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago. Still amazing. Like the falsetto and the range.
When do you think is his heyday? What, like the 90s?
No, well...
Because, I mean, I wouldn't say that he's like a like an A-list celebrity.
Yeah, he is.
You think so?
Hell yeah. Yeah. When it comes to the music scene, especially the R&B charts, like, he could sell out an arena easy. I don't know why he doesn't tour more or at all. I don't know. I got to check it out. I mean,
even if I listen to, like, urban R&B, I don't really hear him all too often.
What do you... As of this year, what do you think Brian McKnight's net worth is?
Oh, Brian McKnight is worth $45 million.
Not a Hummel.
I'm going to say 50.
You guys are way off.
Huh?
Brian McKnight, as of 2017, his net worth is only $10 million.
You know why? Because he don't need money, man. $10 million isn't broke.
No, it's...
Now I feel bad. I want to start a GoFundMe for Brian McKnight. So good. I mean, when it comes to ballads, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was really good. He is really good.
He's one of the best ever. And Christmas albums?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, bruh. By the way, he plays like 20 instruments probably.
Does he?
Yeah, he's sick. I watched it when I was at a concert. He played so many instruments.
Chestnuts roasting.
Look, I am not a homosexual man.
Okay, you can preface with that, but
I would definitely be gay for him
and stuff.
In a millisecond.
You want his penis to be the first penis you have? Don't you need a warm-up penis?
You know what? You would think that I would get a starter penis before I jump into this one.
Yeah. Training wheels, man, you know?
Yeah, maybe a small, like a Mitch Fatel penis, something, I don't know.
Yeah, something manageable.
Although I heard Mitch Fatel's got a big one. For a little man.
I don't know, like a Ryan Adams penis.
Oh, that's probably...
It's a good starter penis,
probably,
right?
Impressively average, right?
I'll let you rent it out for a night or something.
All right, cool.
Impressively average. I like that.
Thank you.
Oh, like you expected it to be worse?
Yeah.
But you're like, okay, that's five.
I'm all about five?
I'm all about surprising.
That's not too...
That's a whole hand.
That's not too skinny. I thought it was going to be spaghetti noodle-ish, and it's got a little girth to it.
I work out.
Okay. I don't even know how he does all those 3-mile runs with that thing swinging around in front of him.
I don't either.
You know, I just thought of something.
Yeah?
Mike Rivera's probably got students listening, knowing he's going to be on radio tonight.
He knows what show he's coming on.
I could have thought about it. I'm over here, I'm confusing people playing Christmas tunes in September. What am I, Walmart? I already got the Christmas stuff out. Idiot.
You do.
By the way, you were talking about young Sally Field.
Yeah. Look at that.
Those boobies need help.
If I had a time machine, I would have definitely have a... Like
this is
a,
like middle-aged Sally Field.
Okay, she can get middle-aged Johnny B. That's
like the Forrest Gump Sally Field.
Yeah, back when I was 12 years old, if I had a choice, Sally Field and Terry Garr. Ooh,
oh, Sally
Ryan.
Field.
Yeah.
Well, Meg Ryan, between those three.
Oh, yeah.
Terry Garr, I don't know.
Terry Garr. She was very MILF-y to me. Like, when I was a kid, I wanted her to do one of those MILF-style scenarios to me. Google her. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is young Terry right Garr.
Not now.
That's
Terry Garr.
Yeah.
That's Terry Garr.
Yeah. I'm looking at this Terry Garr.
No.
This one right here?
Yeah. Oh, no, no.
How about that one?
That right there is Terry Garr. No, that's not good. That is that's Gwyneth Paltrow.
What about that, Terry Garr?
That's Gwyneth Paltrow and oh god, no.
Gwyneth Paltrow and Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal, yeah.
There you go. There's high school yearbook Terry Garr.
By the way, this is how much I've always liked fat girls. When I saw Shallow Hal, I thought I banged a fat Gwyneth Paltrow one time.
Do you ever see her whole face and everything? You do, right?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's just like the back of her or like her ass.
Yeah.
You know, because she's like, most of the movie is just normal Gwyneth Paltrow because that's what Shallow Hal sees.
Yeah.
The fat suit.
But then you see like some images.
No, they showed her fat face.
Okay,
her fat
face, yeah. I can't remember.
My favorite though is she breaks the booth and they're like, and Jack Black's like, man, what do you make these things out of? The guy's like, steel?
I love Jason Alexander in that movie.
Oh,
and
so
his little
good.
Stupid tail. The
movie.
What the hell was that?
It's
for?
A Farrelly Brothers film, right?
I think I so. Yeah.
It has their stamp all over it. I'm pretty sure it's Farrelly Brothers.
Dumb and Dumber guys.
They're definitely on drugs. So something about Mary.
Dumb and Dumber, I think, was
me, myself,
first.
And Irene. Yeah, Farrelly Brothers.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.